Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations. If you want to suggest a topic, you can do so at Subscribestar, PayPal, or the crypto links down below. I recently stumbled into a section on goingyourownway.com's forum called "The Wealthy Men Don't Want to Get Married" by someone named TigPlace. He discusses how women want to marry a rich man, but it's a terrible deal for a man. That women's love is non-existent, or at the very least, transactional. But I didn't find his post all that appealing. It's the responses under it that got me thinking that women are terrible as an investment, and most men are willing to invest in them. One guy says that women are an anti-asset, and the more you invest, the more you stand to lose. Another says that investing in a woman is like investing money in a depreciating asset that will never stop depreciating throughout its lifetime. By the time she inevitably leaves, you don't even get your starting investment capital back. Nobody in their right financial mind would invest in such a thing. Yet another guy doesn't agree with TigPlace and says that rich men haven't stopped marrying women. If anything, they're more inclined to do so. The more wealth you have, the less aware you are about what could go wrong or what is going wrong. Financial success has a way of making a dunce out of most people. I agree, having lots of cash tends to make you complacent. You stop worrying about the consequences of love because you have money and property to paper over the damage a pussy does. I also agree that men are not in their right financial minds around women. That love makes you out of your mind. I'll discuss more. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, which makes a better investment than women, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANEMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to women cost you more and more with time, but depreciate in marketplace value clown world show. Some people claim houses make a terrible investment because you spend tons of money on upkeep, maintenance, and general carrying costs. But at least in most cases, you're at the very least likely to break even after capital gains and price appreciation. If I told you I had a great investment for you that lost value over time, there was a money pit, stole your time, stressed you out, and when you finally sold it, you'd be on the hook for at least losing half your wealth and income, would you buy it? Better yet, would you even take possession of it for free knowing all these risks? No, you wouldn't. Women know they're a bad deal. They just don't want you to know it. They have to dress themselves up like a bag of chips and all that. They say that emotions are an investor's worst enemy. That if you get emotionally connected to an investment and believe in the company instead of your better judgment, you might lose all your money. I'm certainly guilty of falling for companies before instead of looking at their balance sheet and income statements. Guys need to do that if and when they date and or get in a relationship. It's like they're buying out or merging their life with a company with little to no profits and loads of debts, but they don't see it that way. They see their potential female partner as sexy, and they fall in love with the way that she looks. A marriage merger works really well for women. Rewatch the film Titanic and you'll see the main female character Rose trying to marry the character played by Billy Zane so that she can basically save her waning fortunes. But Zane the simp falls for her, and she in turn falls for Jack the young alpha, and wants to ride his Titanic cock carousel as the ship sinks. Billy Zane's hostile takeover of the bankrupt Rose Corporation has another bidder, it seems. The bottom line, no pun intended, is that women make a bad rational or financial investment. They're simply an emotional one, hence why they have the potential to ruin you financially in most cases. Another guy on the goingyourownway.com forum asks, would you buy a used car with 3,000 miles, multiple owners, several leaks, seat all tore up, hard to handle, faded hundreds of test drives, been on the market for years, and still demands full price, unquote. I'm sure she's all tore up, but she was tight before, but you'll never know how tight. You also won't know how many test drives and how many owners there were in the past. Women rarely talk about all the men that ravaged them in their rear before. The cooch car you want to buy is also missing an odometer. Imagine going to a used car lot to invest in an automobile to help you get to work, and the used car dealers tore out all the odometers so you have no idea what you're buying. Also, her rusty rear has been spray painted to cover up the fact that she's falling apart. Meanwhile, when she meets you, she's going to get picky about the smallest scratch on your scrotum for the last romper room that you had with another woman. She will demand you pass the automotive equivalent of a safety check. And meanwhile, she's got gremlins living between her boobs, waiting to bite you when you finally do make a move. Women don't like the idea of men having the manosphere to talk about such things. But you never see us getting bitter about girls' night out in the Kegelsphere. If men are rational about women, we would never make such terrible investments. I blame men being simps by nature, but I also blame women's beauty-enhancing technologies like fake-up, bright clothing, and the fragrance business. Imagine women without deodorant, makeup, and wearing plain clothes that look like a potato sack with boobs in it. Not to mention hair everywhere if they couldn't shave. The only reason you want to sleep with them is to procreate with them to make some kids. Otherwise, it'd be like making out with an ogre with ovaries. You wouldn't invest your love in them all that much. In the past, it wasn't patriarchy that oppressed them as much as it was their own plain-looking, bad-smelling bodies. Thanks to BO for most of history. If they didn't look so good these days, men would treat them far more rationally and we wouldn't lose their minds as much. If you don't believe me, then you need to go visit into Amish country and see how plain and toothless many of their women are. Quite literally. Funny enough, those women are a great investment for their men, because they pop out 7 kids and still bake an apple pie while eating your cream pies too. But it's also harder to fall head over heels for a plain-looking woman. Just like it's hard to fall in love with a used car that hasn't been polished up to sell on the retail markets. But so many women present an enticing illusion, and they are muff magicians that trick you into investing emotionally and financially into them. They're the best salespeople in history. If you invest in stocks, you'll get dividends. If you invest in real estate, you'll get people paying you rent. If you invest in a woman, you'll have to pay her for the privilege of continuing to be with her. Plus, you won't be paid any dividends. Instead, you'll be the one paying her rent and giving her dividends. It's the greatest evolutionary scam of all time. Not only for our species, but many others. All in the name of genetic investment. Because let's get real. That's the real investment you make in a woman. Having offspring with her. But as I mentioned many times before, gestational surrogacy, where you pretty much spend $60,000 in Mexico or $10,000 in Ghana, Africa, for such a procedure is a lot better investment when it comes to reproduction. It's just that the majority of men don't know about it. Also that it's not socially acceptable yet, and it may never be. The problem, of course, is love. You're investing in a feeling that can be taken away from you at any moment if she flees. That's the bargain you make with the devil. You suspend your disbelief the way you do with regards to watching a movie, and you just hope your investment pays off. That's the best way to invest, but men risk their entire lives to do it that way, because it's an emotional and biological investment. Biology is number one, and feelings and sex are the bait. I think that's about all I got to say on this topic. The last thing I want to bring up briefly is Andrew Tate. He's a guy on YouTube that I respect very much, and I think he's brilliant and a genius, but I can't help but see how clueless he is about MGTOW. He was having a discussion with Rollo Tomasi recently, and he kept bringing up the idea that we're just guys that have a defeatist attitude, and that we just stop trying with women. It's more about now wanting to invest in women when we've had long-term relationships and realized the juice is no longer worth the squeeze. In one way, he's right. You shouldn't get erect if a woman shows you disrespect. What you do is walk out the door in that case. After all, I keep saying you can't truly go your own way unless you go your own way from something. Otherwise, it's just cope. He's still messing around with multiple women all the time, and he's not even married. So the women he's with have actually been on their best behavior if they want to keep him around. I suspect that eventually, if he were to ever settle down, he would have a different experience. In a way, the women that he's devouring are actually the quality of steak. Meanwhile, he's belittling many men that are feasting on women that are more like protein bars made of cockroaches. And he's telling them that they need to try harder. Yes, they do. But he's also a Chad that was banging ring card girls back in his 20s, and now cam girls in his 30s. Tate doesn't understand MGTOW. If he did, then he wouldn't generalize us the way that he does. He needs to do more of a deep dive, but he doesn't have to worry about women making terrible investments. Investing in women has been making him a multimillionaire, specifically cam whores. I used to sell vintage adult material, and the woman I was with at the time set the whole thing up. Sometimes if you know how to handle women just right, they do actually make a good investment. But that only works for networking and women identifying ideas that work like a good chameleon, but still getting you to implement the ideas yourself. They also require male supervision and authority to make the best decisions from above. But if you're investing in a woman for emotional happiness, first of all, 50% of marriages end in divorce. Of the ones that do remain married 80 to 85 of the time, they're not even happy. It's a terrible investment, not only financially, but emotionally too. But men can't help themselves because they want sex on a regular basis from someone that they love, that they believe also loves them. That's the layering effect that the red pill ruins when it comes to the illusion of women. When you swallow the red pill, you realize they don't love you. That's the first hurdle to freedom. The second one is that love hurts you more than it actually helps you in the long run. Then all that's left is sex, and having sex with a woman that doesn't feel love is like having sex with a doll. You really start to look at her like an object, and no longer the polished up golden turd glistening in the sun. Also, let's not forget that she's also going to mess up your health. So if you want to invest in your longevity, then you need to avoid investing in women. The last time I was dating, I had reflux that nearly killed me. Male life expectancy is a lot lower than female one if you're married. An investment in a terrible woman means you won't have as much time to look after yourself and invest in yourself. Today's Not So Mystery Link is a good video of Andrew Tate and not the one where he badmouths us. So check it out. Someone needs to educate him about us first, though. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women will smash open your piggy bank and dump all your financial hopes and dreams onto the floor. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women and their depreciating assets and derriere away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.